Lilu Nishmas of Klenemish Kamen Ben Reli Malach, Sukkaperk Hey Mishnalef, Hechalil Chamisha Vashisha. This is the music they played at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. We note the Chalil, the flute, just because it was heard over all the other instruments, as we've said before. It would work out, it was Chamisha Vashisha. It was either 5 or 6 days of Sukkos, because the Chalil was not Docha Shabbos, and it also wasn't Docha Yontif. So the only time it would be 6, if Shabbos fell out on Yontif, then you would have 6 days of Chol HaMoed. But if it didn't, you would always have Shabbos and Yontif, and you can only play it during Chol HaMoed. Zehu HaChalil Shal Beis HaShoeva. This is referring to the Chalil of the Beis HaShoeva. She'enu Docha Loas HaShabbos V'Loas HaYontif. It's not Docha Shabbos HaYontif. What is the Beis HaShoeva? So the Rambam learns it's actually a place in the Beis HaMikdash. It was a certain part set aside in the Ezras HaNoshim. They were misakin it. They set it aside for Simcha. And that would make sense why it's called Beis HaShoeva. Sounds like it has to do with a makom, like a bias. Why is it called Shoeva? So the Rambam says in Perish Mishnayis, it goes off the pasuk, Sha'aftim Mayim Besason. One would think, just learning that, is that the Rambam's actually referring to the Mayim that we bring to put onto the Mizbeach, when they would draw the water from the Meshiluach to put onto the Mizbeach, that's what we're referring to. However, there are those that learn the Rambam's not referring to that. Rather, he's referring to the drawing down of Ruach HaKodesh, because the Shechina is Shora Dafka Mitoch Simcha. When a person's Besimcha, as the Gemara says, and there was a Maisa with Yonah, the Navi Yonah ben Amitai, he came up to be Olil Regel, and by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that's when the Shechina was Shora on him, and he had Nevuah. That's what Taisa says. The Rav actually just says, he's just referring to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, is just the Simcha of drawing the water of the Nisach HaChag, to put on the Mizbeach, from the Pasuk V'shaftamayim B'sasan. He doesn't talk about this special place in the Ezras HaNoshim designated as the Beis HaShoeva. Beis HaShoeva Stam, the drawing of the water. Either way, Taisa Santif asks, why is it Asar on Shabbos and Yontif to do the procession, to sing with the different instruments by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? We know in the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. The whole reason you're not allowed to use instruments is because you may come to do something. You may come to fix the Shem Yisak and Klei Shir, you may fix the instrument, but that doesn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash, because in the Beis HaMikdash, people in the Beis HaMikdash are more careful. So Taisa says, the difference is that the Beis HaShoeva is different, because this isn't necessary for the Avoda, it's Dafka being done for Simcha Yisera, extra Simcha. That which we say, Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash, where we're Mekel, that's when the items that are done for the Avoda. And we said this earlier, Tiferes Yisrael brought this in a previous mission as well. That when it's not the actual Avoda, we do say Shavuos B'Mikdash. Amru, kol mi shelo ra'a simchas beis ha'shoeva, lo ra'a simcha miyamav. Whoever did not see the simchas beis ha'shoeva never saw real simcha, real happiness in his life, because there was nothing that compared to the simcha from the simchas beis ha'shoeva.